I'm going to do my best, you all, but my soul
hallelujah.
is overwhelmed this morning. So we're going to go to the gospel according to St. Luke this morning. And once you get to St. Luke, we're going to go to the 7th chapter. Because our theme this year is about faith. And in order for our church to do what God has for us to do, it has to be based on faith. There was a lot of discussion yesterday in our meetings about faith and how things looked in the natural. So God has some things to do for us before the promise that he's made us is kept. So I ask you to stand for the reading of the 7th chapter of St. Luke for the first 10 verses. And I'm going to be reading from NIV this morning. So Holy Spirit, have your way. Cut out what needs to be cut out. Put in what you need to put in for the people this morning. And it reads this way in the NIV Bible. It talks about the faith of the centurion. When Jesus had finished saying all this to the people who were listening, he entered Capernaum. There was a centurion's servant whom his master valued highly, was sick and about to die. The centurion heard of Jesus and sent some elders of the Jews to him, asking him to come and heal his servant. When they came to Jesus, they pleaded earnestly with him. "This man deserves to have you do this, Jesus, because he loves our nation and has built our synagogue." So Jesus went with them. He was not far from the house when the centurion sent friends to say to him, "Lord, don't trouble yourself, for I do not deserve to have you come under my roof. This is why I did not even consider myself worthy to come to you. But speak the word, and my servant will be healed. For I myself am a man under authority with soldiers under me. I tell this one, go, and he goes, and that one comes, and he comes, and I say to my servant, do this, and he does it." When Jesus heard this, he was amazed at him. And turning to the crowd following him, they always followed him. He said, "I tell you, I have not found such great faith, even in Israel." Then the men who had been sent returned to the house and found the servant well. You may be seated. It's read in my Bible. It says, "I tell you, I have not found such great faith even in Israel." As I say often, people do not remember sermons, but they may remember the title. And verse 7 says, "This is why I did not even consider myself worthy to come to you. But speak the word, and my servant will be healed." So our message this morning is entitled, "Speak the Word." Speak the Word. If you don't remember anything else that I say this afternoon, remember those three words. Speak the word. And yes, this is Communion Sunday, and we're going to talk about Jesus, you all. About having faith in Jesus and putting our faith into action. We're going to talk about the power of speaking the word in faith. See, it makes the difference. If you're going to speak the word, you must speak the word in faith. So what is faith? This Hebrew writer said, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things unseen. For if you can see it, it is not faith. So let somebody say amen. Amen. If you can see it, it's not faith. So Holy Spirit, help me navigate through this, because I am excited about what God has shown me in the future for this church. So our morning text is from this gospel written by the physician Luke. Luke did not walk and talk with Jesus, but he spent a mighty long time with Apostle Paul. But after experiencing that, he decided to put pen to paper and leave a word behind for the non-Jewish people. Hallelujah. Because he believed that Jesus came for everyone. So he wanted the people to know Jesus was there for the Samaritans. Despite the contempt between the Jews and the Samaritans, Luke wanted us to know that Jesus could heal and deliver them also. So I found it interesting, after looking at the history of this struggle between the Samaritans, the Romans, the Jews, that a Jewish centurion, I'm sorry, a Roman centurion came to a Jewish rabbi. A Roman came to a Jewish rabbi. See, back then, racism and discrimination was real. And yes, it's still real today, Reverend Cantor. It really is. But Luke wanted us all to know Jesus came to save all of us. And our children know this scripture, and we have them recite it, that God so loved the world, it's all of us, you all, that he gave his one and only son. Don't let anybody tell you anything any different. That whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. So as this morning text unfolds, Jesus is finishing the Sermon on the Mount. And we are told that he's going to Capernaum. And it says that Capernaum was his home base when he was doing ministry in Galilee. The city there had Roman soldiers, even though the city was not under Roman occupation. And we are told, if we do research, that there was many heathen practices and influences in this city. But this centurion, the one that we want to talk about this morning, demonstrated extraordinary faith in Jesus. He reiterated a dominant theme that Luke wanted us to understand. The inclusion of the Gentiles. Yes, yes, thank you. That you did not have to be a Jew to be set free. He kept writing this, that Jesus came to seek and to save the entire world. Help me, Holy Spirit. So as we know about the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the religious leaders, They did not believe that Jesus was the Messiah. They did not believe that he was the Savior of the world. They even said that Jesus was demon-possessed. The religious leaders of the synagogue, the who's who in the Jewish faith, plotted to kill Jesus and was instrumental in his crucifixion. But this centurion, this Roman soldier, had never experienced or seen Jesus. Help me, God. But he had heard about Jesus. So despite what people were saying, this centurion had to let go of all the things that would block him from talking to a Jew. He had to put his pride aside. He had to put his doubt aside. I don't know whether I'm talking about anybody. He had to put the power that he had as a Roman soldier aside to humble himself and ask his servants to go talk to Jesus on his behalf. It even tells us in the text that he didn't think himself worthy of going to Jesus. So he sent his representatives. But what is so powerful is that he said, Jesus, you don't even have to come to my house. All you have to do is speak the word, and my servant will be healed. Just speak. What kind of faith is it? Just speak it, Jesus, wherever you are. God, I just need you to speak the word. Yes, this demonstrates to us, because the servant was healed, but Jesus responded to people of faith. So if you're going to ask Jesus for something, if you want to see something move in your life, it has to be based on faith. Remember, he told the woman with the issue of blood, it was your faith that healed you. So in the gospel, the Bible tells us this, that Jesus said, just go and the servant will be healed. But more important, I want to get to this. Jesus said that you will do greater works, he told his disciples, than these. So as I was reflecting on that, if we're going to do greater works than what we understand Jesus was doing, that God has given us the power to speak the word over our situation. But you have to have faith in God for this to work for you. Speak the word. See, I'm going to try to wind it up. I just have a lot of things on this paper this morning. But God said, tell the people that I have empowered you with the Holy Ghost. And you can speak to your mountains, and your mountains will have to move. So whatever you're going on, whatever is going on in your life, God is speaking to someone. He says, speak the word over it. Speak the word. He said, I have given you power. I've given you the authority to speak over your negative situations. So we don't need all these things that are on the paper this morning. Because God is saying, if you believe me, if you confess me, I have put the power of the Holy Ghost down in you. So you can speak to your brokenness. You can speak to your depression. You can speak to your sadness, and it has to move. But God is saying to someone, you must abide in me, and my word must abide in you. Then you ask it to move, and I'll answer.
Yes, Lord, thank you.
Holy Spirit, hallelujah, have your way. Move, a mountain, move. See, I don't know what your mountain is, but God says you are able to speak to it. So whatever is going on in your life this morning, you speak to it. Move, fill in it the blank. Move, depression, move. Move, grief, move out of my way. Because God has given me the power of the Holy Ghost, and I believe it. Speak to your mountain. I don't know what's going on with you, but so much is going on in the world today. People are homeless, unemployed, shootings in our schools, killing in our communities, childhood issues rising up once we become adults that causes us not to be effective for God. But God says, speak to that mountain. Speak to that little child that may be hurting inside of you. Move, a mountain, move. Move, mountain, move, he's saying. I've given you the power to speak to it. You don't have to come to church to speak to your mountain. I put it inside of you. So what's going on in your life that you want God to cast out? So this is Communion Sunday. We want to just let some things go. Be free. Addictive behavior, get out of my way. Alcoholism, get out of my way. Whatever it is, God has given us authority, you all, to say, move. The Bible tells us that we're more than conquerors through him that loves us. The Bible tells us God didn't give us a spirit of fear, but a power. This week I've been listening to a lot of messages about the mind. Controlling your mind. Because Satan will put things in your head and your imagination will begin to run away with you. So in the name of Jesus, we cast down those thoughts this morning. Speak to that situation. In the name of Jesus. I don't know what the Holy Spirit is doing right now, but this is not what the message was. Only God knows what you all are going through. But see, we celebrate Jesus this day because he died that you may be whole, you may be healed, you may be delivered. But he's saying this morning, speak to that thing. I've gone on back to heaven to be with my Father, but I've given you the power of the Holy Ghost. Christians do not have to walk around sad and defeated because of this power. Because of this power, but you got to believe you got it in you. No more weeping and a wailing. You got power to cast that situation down. So Holy Spirit, let us just move. Just move and trust your word. God is saying to Abundant Life, someone needs to get rid of the unbelieving spirit. Get rid of your unbelieving spirit. Do not doubt me. He says, in order to do that, you must renew your mind daily with this word. Cast down any thoughts that are not like me. He wants us to walk by faith and not by sight. Because sometimes things can look awfully ugly with the physical eyes. But God is God. He's not surprised by any of it. He says, speak to your situation because I have given you the. Come on, somebody. Do you believe you have that Holy Ghost power? Come on, do you believe you have the Holy Ghost power? I want to kind of end with that. Do you have that power this morning? So I don't know what you're going through. But speak that word in faith. Don't you doubt God. Remember, he said, yet in all things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. By his stripes, we are healed. Speak that word. But what's so critical is if before you speak it, you got to know what it says, you all. Equip yourself with this word. Jesus said, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. The things that you are chasing, I'll take care of that. Speak my word, he says. Don't quit when you get in pit situations. God has already made a way for you. Do you believe that he's a way maker? Do you believe that he's a miracle worker? Do you believe that he's light in darkness? Come on, y'all. Stand all over the sanctuary. I'm not going to preach on because we have already got the message from God. It's our faith that will move mountains. Speak to it. Speak to it. Speak to it. Because God has already spoken as we worshiped him this morning, as we praised him this morning, as the choir was singing this morning. But now he said, I have empowered you. Go out and tell somebody this good news. Just like the centurion, he had never seen Jesus. The Bible said, didn't even say he had a relationship with him. It doesn't say he even grew up knowing that God was able, but he had heard the word. So we have heard the word in here. Do you believe it? Do you believe it? God is saying, speak the word in faith. Speak to your mountains. Mountain move. Mountain move. Mountain move. This only works for believers. If you don't believe it, you can pray and pray until you wear your knees out. But you must believe that God moves based on our faith, you all. Oh, yes, he does. He moves based on our faith. So my appeal this morning is, does everybody have a relationship with Jesus?